Radio Divas.
Yeah.
Ryan and Die. Charles Billinger, what up?
King Rock, man.
J Chronicles. Nah.
We got Ms. Mika in the mix,
yeah.
Erica Arthur spin the hits,
Quita
V up on the line,
what?
Every Sunday night's a time,
night.
All sophistication, black and magic, making any rep and grind or die. First day of the week, from 7 to 9 is the Divas time to shine, from the first record that's on.
What?
My Divas do it, how you rocking to it, come and join my ladies in the zone.
What?
Hear them voices, then you gone.
What?
Need undivided attention, everything from politics to cosmetology, you can come and hear the mention. This is gon' talk at its best. Here go that number so you can connect. 323-693-3043. Radio Divas. Radio Divas. Radio Divas. Radio Divas. Radio Divas. Radio Divas. Radio Divas.
Yeah.
Radio Divas.
Yeah.
Run or die.
Radio Divas. The Rap.
Physique, le Covid, tu aimes ça? sometimes you all just act the same. Maybe I'm the one to blame. That's just how the game goes. When you're feeling alone, everybody got somebody that they mess with on the low. Now I just want you to save me. I just want you to save me. We got options. Another girl, I've been waiting for you to make a move. Yeah. You know that I'm fed up with all the games. You all just act the same. Maybe I'm the one to blame. That's just how the game goes. Just want someone to hold. Everybody needs somebody to be there when they're alone. I just want you to save me. Want you to save me. We got options, but I wanna let you know that I decided. I finally realized that all I want is you, baby, baby. You. All I want is you.
My time to shine.
Oh,
it's my time to live. That's
Hello,
my
everybody.
Song.
This is Jit Chronicles, and I'd like to welcome everybody back to another episode of Radio Divas. I am in the building with the lovely ladies tonight. We're going to start off with the love doctor, Miss Erica Arthur. How you doing tonight?
Hey, hey, hey. It's so good to hear your voice. And peace to all of our listeners and my sisters. And I can't wait to get it in with our guests. I am holding it down, making you proud, Jit. Say word.
That's what's up. You're definitely doing your thing.
So hi. So hi off of last week's show. We had so much fun, and I love the fact that we are well rounded here, and not only, you know, big up and indie artists, but having those tough discussions about love, relationships, and everything. So I'm super excited. Glad to be in the building tonight.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's what's up. We're going to take it to our next diva, you know what I'm saying, from Curly Q Promotions. We got Miss Quita V in the building. How you doing tonight, darling?
Lovely. I'm excited about another wonderful Sunday evening. Shout out to the Grindhard fam, man. I'm so proud of my sisters and brothers. We out here grinding.
We definitely doing it. Yeah.
No doubt. The love doctor. Hello.
Yeah.
And yes, I co-signed exactly what you said. I had to go back after you told me that you were listening to it. I had to go ahead behind you and listen to it myself, but I enjoyed it.
Well, we want to shout out to our queen, Miss Mika. She is out on the road. She is traveling back from Mississippi to Atlanta. So sis, safe travels out there. I'm sure she'll be checking in on the show. We also want to shout out our DJ, Miss DJ Saxy. You know what I'm saying? Phenomenal female DJ. And she is definitely here in spirit. She got another music review for y'all guys a little later in the show. Ladies, I want to know what's going on. How y'all week been? Because for me, y'all, I've just started doing fundraisers for different charities. I started off with the Depression and Anxiety Initiative, which is based out in Newark, New Jersey. I raised some funds for them, and then they came back and asked. They would say, "Hey, you did so good with this. Can you do another fundraiser for us?" So my new fundraiser, which I've raised almost $25 so far, we're trying to reach a goal of $200. The fundraiser that I'm working for the charity is Save Black Boys. So if y'all could go check that out, SaveBlackBoys.org. Even if you don't want to donate and you don't have the money to donate, every retweet, helps, you know. So that's what I've been working on, ladies, trying to get my little charity thing on, because it's always good
that's
to give
awesome.
Back. But I definitely had to put that on blast on the Diva Show tonight. Like, we need this help, you know.
Yeah,
so
that's dope.
And I was inspired by you, Erica and Quita, because y'all always doing something and giving back. And I said, look, if I got the means, I can do it too.
I'm honored to hear that. We got you. You already know how we do. We're going to support like crazy. We're going to support, and we're going to make sure that as soon as I get the links, I will tweet my little heart out. I got
you. Thank
you.
Definitely.
Yes.
All right, Ms. Erica Arthur, how has your week been? What's going on with you? What's good? What's new in your world?
I had on my Superwoman cape.
Uh-oh.
And all my Wonder Woman gear. At the same time, I was a little bit of Florida Evans. And
I love it. Florida Evans and Diana Price mixed into one.
Okay. In the spirit, I was Claire Huxtable, but it was nowhere near me. It was just gritty. It was just one of those rough weeks. It was a tough week. But, you know, I'm on the other side of it now, and that's what I really try to encourage fellow survivors, regardless of what you're doing, regardless of what you're going through, regardless of how hard your week was, we are on the other side of it now. Everything that we went through, we are on the other side of it now. So I got the little sense of smoke on me, you know, from the hellfire that was trying to nip at my heel. That's the cool thing about us here. We are real people sharing our experiences, and everything's not going to be a, you know, high five and go team. You know, we're experiencing real life on reality radio. But the beautiful thing is that we are right along with our listeners, surviving and thriving. surviving and thriving. So, yes.
Keyword.
Yes,
that's
sir.
What's up. That's
yes,
what's
sir.
Up. Miss Quita V, how about you? I know you've been to somebody's function or event this week. You're always doing things.
Man,
what's good with you?
It's been ridiculous, crazy. Like, I'm telling you, it's like I'm actually trying to go in hiding, but it's like things are getting attracted to me in different directions. And I'm just like, I'm really loving this summer right now. Everywhere. It's great. But I must say, right now, it's like, you know how you be trying, like, you're really trying to focus on things that you need to be doing, and then there's a lot of things that you would like to be doing, and then there's a lot of things that you like to be doing that would make you a lot of money, but it's just not what you need to be doing. That's a lot of what I'm going through right now. That's a lot of what I'm going through right now, because it's like, you know, as a single mom, you have to kind of, you know, you got to move a little more strategically. You can't just be jumping out and everything that sounds good, it might not be that great at the moment. So it's definitely like, okay, hey, you got to sometimes move within your means. And that's definitely something I'm trying to stay focused with right now at the moment. But I'm telling you,
absolutely,
grind hard, fam. 2018 is just so beautiful. Listen, ain't nobody got time to be crying in 2018. I'm just saying, we are going to be
having
so much fun.
Go get it in. That's what's up.
For
that's
real.
Positive. Yes.
Yeah.
That's
for real. Yeah.
So, ladies, I got a great topic for us to discuss tonight. I also got a clip that I want to play with this. But tonight, I wanted to talk about interracial relationships. What's y'all thoughts? Do y'all agree on it? Because Dr. Umar Johnson, I'm not sure how familiar y'all are with this guy, but he did an interview on The Breakfast Club, I'm going to say maybe about 2-3 weeks ago. For me, I always let I let a person feel the way that they need to feel and get their thoughts out how they want to get their thoughts out. So it's not about a thing of being right or wrong, but do you agree or disagree? Just what are your personal thoughts? So real quick, ladies, I want to play this quick clip, and if we have to break up the topic and come back and reset that, that's fine too, because we do have a wonderful guest tonight by the name of Tabitha Nichols, a very beautiful soul and spirit, philanthropist, model. She does so many things, and I can't wait for her to get on. Quita V is definitely going to introduce her. So we salute Quita V for that. But ladies, I do want to play this quick clip, and let's just discuss a little bit. And again, if we have to reset the topic at a little later point of the show, we will do that. But I'm going to throw this clip on Dr. Umar Johnson at The Breakfast Club talking about interracial dating. Take a listen.
Marriage is a political decision. Who you marry tells me who you are. When you marry a woman, you don't just marry her. You marry her culture. You marry her community. You marry her people. You understand? So when a black man marries a white woman, he's making several clear points and messages he's sending out to his own people. Because there's no greater symbol of your loyalty to your struggle than to marry a sister who shares that struggle.
You're telling me, right, if my son, my black son, right,
yes,
brings home a white girl, because...
How old is he?
Not for nothing. He's 13.
Yes.
Not for nothing. We live in an area that is predominantly white.
Okay.
Reason why? Better school system, better education.
I got you.
A lot safer. So if he brings home a white girl, I should be like, son,
we need to have a conversation.
You shouldn't date her. You should date a black person.
Because you have to teach your son loyalty to his community. European Jews do it. Arabs do it. Chinese do it. We're the only people who feel anxious and ambivalent about telling our black boys that you better love and marry a black woman. And you know why we feel ambivalent? Because all of us have been conditioned by church envy to be colorblind. We're constantly told over and over again that it is wrong to be for yourself before you are for anyone else. And that's why Africans are dead last.
I don't agree.
There's nothing wrong with being loyal to yourself, but
it's also who you love. I can't tell my son who he connects with better.
Can that white woman ever understand your son's struggle?
Fuck no.
Thank you. So why would you want him to spend the rest of his life with a woman who can never understand how he feels when the New York City Police Department pulls him over?
Dr. Umar,
you need a woman who can feel you. And the only woman on earth who can understand the black man is the black woman. And that's why I cannot respect a black man who is not committed to a black woman. That's the greatest symbol of pride in self.
I agree with you, but I do think people, you know, fall in love with who they fall in love with. But
better, love is a function of priorities and values.
Yes, and you better never get called with a white woman.
Okay, ladies, that was deep. That was very deep, but I do want to know what y'all thoughts on that.
You want me to take it, Quito? You got it, Ma.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
Just gonna get me shot. Listen. You know, there's a lot of controversy going on with Dr. Umar Johnson, and
it is.
However, you know, it's a lot of people that's not even really willing to see through the controversy, just kind of see to the issues. And me personally, I don't really even think, like, those are way too many topics in one when it comes to just interracial anything, you know, because for me to teach my children about love, it takes a lot. I mean, nobody really talks about the responsibility of love, you know, and I feel like if you're not responsible enough to love a person, regardless of where they're coming from, I meet a lot of black men, a lot of different types of, it doesn't matter what race, but a lot of them, they won't understand my struggle unless they're willing to learn and try to understand it. And we can't go any further until they're willing to do so, just like I'm willing to do the same. So, you know, I get it with the whole race thing, but at the same time, it's like, you know, I know where I came from, and there's no one that can ever come around me that can demean anything like that, because I know where I've come from. I know the people that I've come from, and I know the type of person that I am. And that's what I try to teach my children and, you know, go forward with. But I don't really feel like you should just drill color into, because a lot of other places, it sounds great, but mainly ignorant people really focus on color. And I say that just because it's just like when you really have no other argument, that's the safest place to go to, you know, and there's a lot of people with a lot of messed up past and situations. We're broken people, and it's, when are we going to start trying to fix things? Love, it comes a lot of responsibility. Everybody's trying to get out here stable and living that dream, isn't it? That's not even realistic. That's not even what we should be encouraging for the younger ones to come, because we see how it's working out already, period. History repeats itself, but it's for us to try to, you know, we know what to do now.
Yeah. Well, I just want to add this in before I throw it to Erica. You know, one thing about it, you cannot put conditions on love. You can't tell no person who they can and cannot love. You know, I feel like that's common sense. We already know that, you know. I understand where Dr. Umar was coming from, keeping it within the race, you know, because you do have some Arabs that do it, Chinese or whatever your culture
That's
is,
true.
You know, I understand that, but he lost me when he said that he had no respect for a person that will marry somebody outside of their race. Now, we can prefer and have a preference for our children all day long. Well, I prefer you to marry this type of girl. We can have that all day long, but I'm not thinking that's something that we're going to tell them, you must do this. You know, so he kind of lost me there. I got what he was saying, but bottom line, you cannot put conditions on love and tell a person who they can and cannot love. That's just wrong, you know, and that's just my thoughts, but I would love to know what the love doctor think about that, Miss Erica.
You know, I'm glad that you played it, because I've been reading some articles on him, kind of like, pardon me, kind of like what Creed of you was touching on in terms of the recent controversy surrounding all of his teachings and his belief system, and, you know, he just got into it with Roland Martin a couple of days ago, and there was, you know, some controversy about that. So, yes, on his show. So I was literally just reading some articles about the gentleman last night. Now, as it stands for what he said, I think that there's a place for all of it. And so let me explain what I mean by that. Anytime a person is staunch one way, with that it becomes a lot of anger, and there's no room for love to breathe. But at the same time, knowledge of self, your people, your history, and what that looks like, immersed in other cultures, it is necessary. And the reason why I personally feel there has to be a balance is because if there's not a balance, that's how you get the Rachel Dolezal, where you have somebody who is not African American, identifies herself as such, so much so to the point where she was able to come in, she was able to get scholarships at Howard University. Mm-hmm. She was able to be president of a chapter of the NAACP. And so when you don't have knowledge of self, you know, then you have other cultures who are not only deciding for us who we are, attracted to who we are, culture assimilation, and stealing our identity. And because we're such a forgiving people, which we are, we're a loving, very, you know, forgiving people. Anybody can come to Big Mama's house. As long as you lead, as long as you wipe your feet off at the door. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So because we're such a loving and embracing people, what happens is a lot of times is that we don't take the time to do the homework. So when you have people like Dr. Umar who is fully entrenched in Pan-African, that whole belief system of and he's teaching from a perservation of an entire race. You know, when you come from that mindset, there is no room for fluidity. There's no room for love, which is why I understand. I don't necessarily agree with what he's saying, but I do understand there's a place for the type of teaching that he has. Now, where there comes balance and love is grace. Me being a believer, I believe personally in multicultural love, black love. Like, I just believe in loving and being loved, right?
Mm-hmm,
and that may not necessarily come by somebody from your race. Now, the flip side of that is this. A person, like I was raised in the hood. My husband was raised in the hood. We come from very bad, you know, gritty places. Whereas our children, only because of work relocating us, we're always around mixed communities, which I love. Being a native New Yorker, I love being around diverse communities. But I do find there is a difference when you have people who do not have knowledge of self around other cultures. So I find that it does become lacking when you have, like the gentleman said, you know, a predominantly white neighborhood and you're looking for love. But at the same time, this disrespect. I had this, and this is, I'm getting ready to use the N-I-G-G-E-R word. At my son's school, which is predominantly white, he's 13 now, he was 11, and this young boy asked him, a Caucasian little boy asked him, can I pay you 50 cents for a nigger pass? A nigger pass was, I can pay you 50 cents for a year. I can pay you 50 cents for a whole year to call you nigger. That's a real experience I had with my child two years ago from a 10, 11-year-old. So if I did not have a teaching moment with my child, then he would either be really on one side, angry at everybody, black, or he'll be all on the other side, screw black people, give me only white. You know, you have to talk and teach. I know my answer was lengthy, but I really want to touch on all of that. I believe it has to be balanced.
That's definitely what's up. That is definitely what's up. And ladies, I do at some point want to reset this topic because I also got something else I want to add. That's perfect.
Okay.
And the guest is right on time. We have our guest of the night in the building. So right now I want to turn it over to Ms. Quita V before we bring our guest in. Sis, can you give us a little rundown on Ms. Tabitha Nichols?
Absolutely. I would love to introduce this combat army veteran who is very well respected amongst her community and very active as well. She is a model. She is. She actually just did a TV show. It's so many things I could say about this beautiful young lady. I'm actually a fan of hers myself. That's how we met on a couple of veteran community events. So I'm definitely excited to talk to her. I'm excited for everyone to know her, and let's do this.
Please welcome Miss Tabitha Nichols, Radio DJ. Hello.
Hi, hey, everybody. Thank you so much.
Welcome.
Yeah, lay out the red carpet for you.
Yes.
We're so glad you're here with us on Radio Divas. And as a veteran, thank you so much for your services.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, Miss Tabitha, I'm not even sure where to start, but I definitely would like to, as well as a fellow veteran, I would love to say thank you. And I definitely appreciate what you do, the things that you do out there as a veteran, because a lot of people don't realize just because you are able to claim that label a veteran, that doesn't always mean you get the perks that people assume that you're going to get. So at the end of the day, it's really veterans out there taking care of veterans. And it's that, you know, people like you that I look forward to running into on my journey. So hopefully maybe one day I'll be able to help someone as well. So I definitely like to say salute on that.
Salute.
Thank you. I look forward to that too. I'm real big on taking care of my fellow veterans. I know there's a lot of people that can claim that status and really don't do much with it. And for me, it's tough because people don't usually look at me and say, oh, she's a veteran. It's something I have to prove to people or show paperwork for. But I'm really into taking care of my fellow veterans. We need it.
Definitely. And also, you are a very great influence in the community. I remember you saying something about you manage a team of not only are you a model, which you take very beautiful photos, by the way. Oh, my goodness.
Yes, she does.
Yes, I see you on the cover, so congratulations. But you also manage a team of models in Pensacola. So how is that for you? How did you get started with that?
So I started with this promotional company, Socialize, and I am the manager of a team of models here in Pensacola, Florida. And it can be challenging, but it's something I'm used to from being in a sort of manager position in the military. And you know how that military background can be like, let's soldier up, like, let's get them in check.
Yes. Okay, definitely. And also, you were also on a talk show, or were you on the news? It was something going on, and I didn't get a chance to read. My data was slow. Don't talk about me. But you were on something the other night. What was going on with that?
So, yeah, I won't hold it against you. A couple days ago, I was on a show on PBS here on the Gulf Coast for the topic of suicide prevention. And it was a panel discussion, and here regionally, if you go to like activeheroes.org, a military nonprofit company, I'm the regional peer suicide prevention peer mentor. So I'm here to help veterans and military families who may be dealing with suicide or just any mental illness here in the area. And the show was about suicide prevention and providing resources for people who don't know and getting rid of the stigma and myth that suicide or any mental health illness has to be a secret or it has to be kept private. It should be a normal conversation. As my fellow host in the show mentioned, it should be as simple as if you break your arm, you're going to go to the doctor and get a CAT. So if you're feeling down, you're feeling depressed or suicidal, it should be normal conversation to say, hey, I'm going to go talk to somebody about this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely. Okay.
Wow.
I know there was a topic on Grind Hard not too long ago with suicide prevention. So it's great to see a lot, you know, see everyone coming together. And I'm excited to see everything that's going to be coming in the future with all of this. So, and I hate to just break topics, but for the natural ladies, of course, you know, I noticed you're natural. So what do you do with your hair?
That is a good question. I'm actually, believe it or not, I wash and go. I use a little bit of conditioner, but I really just wash and go. Sometimes I break out that flat iron girl when I want to be classy, but I really just wash and go. I love the curls. I love it.
Which kind of conditioner do you like to use? There's so many things out there now. I'm still stuck on my old. I'm old fashioned, but sometimes I try to jump out the box a little bit.
Recently, I've gotten stuck on some mane and tail. So that's what
mane
I'm on now. I like
mane and tail. Girl, I don't know. I can't let go of the coconut swab. I'm addicted.
Mm-mm. Oh, that's some good stuff.
Girl, yes. Especially in the summertime.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hey, I still go back to it now. I like that too.
Okay. Well, I could talk to you all day and all night, but I'm going to not be selfish today. And I would love to see what the love doctor has in store for you, so I'm going to turn it over.
Hey, Tabitha, this is E. Erica Arthur of Indigo Interlude and Authenticity Speaks. I'm so glad to finally speak with you, and welcome again. I got a chance to read up on some of your work as well. And I'm a suicide prevention crisis counselor, volunteer. So I take very seriously that what you're sharing. We have a large population. As you know, on the national hotline, if you press 1, it takes you to the veterans crisis line. And so there's definitely a unique need amongst veterans. I like the fact that you're affiliated with the Minority Women's Veterans Organization because there's a unique need even for women of color within the armed forces and things of that nature and dealing with the military in its entirety. And we have unique needs. What have you found being a woman of color? And is this something that's stems from personal experience for you, and that's why you're an advocate, or did you just see a need and you want to help?
My passion came from wanting to help, from being in need from mental services. I'll say that I didn't have too much of an issue with color, with being a female, definitely.
Gotcha.
I get terrible treatment at the VA. Now it's a little bit better, but I mean, my goodness, they automatically assume I'm there with my father or something, or I'm somebody's husband. It's like, no, I'm the veteran, it's me. So that's always a challenge. Even girls for like military discounts, they want to see paperwork and ID. I'm like, good grief. But if I'm a older Caucasian gentleman with a VFW hat on, you know, you don't ask questions. So it is what it is. But I got passionate about it because I went through major struggles with post-traumatic stress after I came back from my life. I was only 19 when I went. And so after going through that, and I didn't have anybody, I didn't have my parents or anybody, I just kind of suffered on my own. And coming out of that, wishing I'd had the help that I want to be for someone now, for everyone that I can be for them.
I think that's interesting that you said that, that it wasn't necessarily the being a woman of color was being a woman. That's very, very interesting. One of the things that I noticed when it comes to people of color, there was a story where there was a, you know how you have discounts for veterans on certain days? And there was a Chili's restaurant who took away a man's free Veterans Day meal because he was a man of color, because they didn't believe that he was a veteran.
Oh, wow.
But so everybody, yes, actually in the restaurant, the man had ordered his food, and, you know, he was a he was a young veteran. He was 47 years old. He even had his service dog with him. And what happened is there was an elderly white man who was there who didn't like the, you know how you kind of shoot questions someone to kind of, quote, test their knowledge? Well, he didn't like the answers. And so he went to the manager and said, that man is not a real soldier. He doesn't deserve free lunch. This man actually, at the Chili's, provided his military ID and his discharge papers. And they were like, this is not a service dog. I mean, he received such horrible service. So then the man, that's when he started recording.
you know, things on his cell phone, mm-hmm. just because he said it was so dehumanizing and just embarrassing to have his lunch taken away from him, and he really was a veteran. So when I hear stories like that, and when I'm on the crisis line taking calls, a lot of times with veterans, I'm noticing with PTSD that the triggers vary. What have you noticed besides firecrackers, like there's actually military with PTSD signs that you can get for 4th of July and Labor Day, and says military lives here, do not sound fireworks. What have you found when you interact with people? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I've found sometimes people ask the wrong questions. I mean, it's hard to believe, but I've had several people, after they found out I've been in a combat zone, ask me, so how many people have you killed?
What?
Do you know how appropriate that is? Like, are you serious?
Wow.
Sometimes things ignorant people can be triggered.
Yeah.
But I know for triggers, like large crowds,
mm-hmm.
you know, a lot of veterans just don't like to go out to crowded places. They like to be somewhere
mm-hmm.
they feel safe.
Mm-hmm.
Small,
mm-hmm.
quiet. Yeah. And I mean, what the people's comments can really set you off.
Wow, that's interesting. I love what you said. You said ignorant people can be a trigger. I hope our listeners caught
right.
that, because that's,
yeah, that's, right.
that's real
that's right.
talk right there. That's real
and,
talk.
And that's why I'm for education, because, I mean, I can't
mm-hmm.
thank you for being ignorant, but, I mean, hey, we got Google. You got to Google this.
Yeah. So tell me, and thank you so much for sharing that, because we love to have those kind of discussions here. That's right up our alley. Tell us about your modeling career, because you are a beautiful sister, but you know pretty doesn't mean modeling. So tell me how you actually mastered both, because you have the nerve to be pretty and be rocking the whole model thing.
Thank
you.
And
still in the game. Because everybody is pretty doesn't mean you can be a model, but you're actually killing the game. How did that even come about,
mm-hmm.
sis?
Well, that's true. Thank you so much. You're so sweet. So I grew up with the modeling. I used to be a little pageant queen back in
mm-hmm.
elementary or high school. And I kind of got out of it for my military career. But I picked it up when I considered myself to be a grandma in the industry in like my late 20s, 30s. That's old
mm-hmm.
to be talking about starting modeling. But I just went for it. I used it for something to motivate myself and build self-confidence and
uh-huh.
get out of the house and do something that was worthwhile, and also use it for a platform to be like, hey, I'm a disabled female veteran, a war veteran.
Mm.
This is me. This is, I'm not just a pretty girl. This is what I do.
Yes.
And I fell in love with it, and I know the military had a lot to do with it, because
mm-hmm.
I'm dedicated to it. I'm punctual. You know, I'm there. I work hard, and it
mm-hmm.
shows,
mm-hmm.
I think.
That's awesome. I'm so proud of you. So who is your support group? Like, what's your support network look like for those of us who are constantly pouring out? It's so important to have somebody else in your corner to say, hey sis, you're going to make it today, you know, you did well, stay strong. Who and what helps you stay as strong as you are, sis?
I have a couple besties that are
mm-hmm.
veterans that I can always lean on, because I know they get my six, they get my back.
Mm-hmm.
They'll give me the real blunt, honest truth that I don't want to hear, but I'll listen to it anyway. And I really have to be able to support, because, I mean, a true friend is going to be honest. Like, girl, that outfit is
mm-hmm.
ugly. She might just don't let you walk out the house in that ugly outfit.
That's
yeah.
awesome. Real love. And one last question. Yes, one last question, because this is a show that pushes indie artists. Tell us, what kind of music do you rock? What breathes life into you musically, sis?
I really am into reggae and
mm-hmm.
alternative and R&B.
Mm.
Dopeness.
Yeah,
thank
my
you so much for
jazz. Being always.
Say it
I
again.
Know.
Your go-to is what now?
My go-to is jazz. I love me some jazz.
Oh
my gosh.
Calms the soul.
Yes. We love it. Tabitha, you've been so kind taking my questions. Jit, did you have anything for her?
Yes, I got a couple of questions. What just tripped me out, though, when she said in the industry, you know, like 29, 30, that for the industry, that's like grandma is. Because, you know, I was trying to get
yeah.
my model on, but I'm 35.
Jeez,
I might be great granddaddy, so I can hang that
come
up.
Here.
That was a... Maybe I should hang
I'm
up.
I'm great, 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 great.
I know, right?
For the women, it's usually they get started at the height of their career around 18 to 21.
Mm-hmm,
so I'm like 29
right.
trying to do my thing.
Wow.
Well, you look beautiful doing it, darling. You know, I mean.
Yes.
Very beautiful.
Thank you.
I do have a few questions for Ms. Capital, but I wanted to know, Quita V, did you have anything else you want to get out there, darling? Because you can't do that if you had any more additional questions.
I love you, Tabitha.
No.
Okay. That was it.
What's up? All right, so Ms. Tabitha, I want to know, you know, from being a model, a philanthropist, being very active in your community, what do you do for just Tabitha time, for your own downtime? If you do get any, you know, what are some of the things that you
mm-hmm.
like to do?
You know, on the rare occasion that I do get some tab time, the reason why I love living here, I go to the beach. It's close, whether it's night or day. I go to the beach where I can just hear and see the water and feel the sand and just hear nothing but the waves, not where it's crowded, just out where it's
mm-hmm.
desolate and quiet. And I can just be in peace. That's what I do for me.
Definitely. So my follow-up question to that, how do you balance it all, being that you have so many
mm-hmm.
different professions? Like, where do you find your balance?
You know, it gets to be so much at times. It does. And sometimes I have to just take a step back and take me time. I'm guilty of forgetting to do that. I will get so busy for weeks at a time, and I have to just take some time off from things. But I try to find balance with meditation. I'm big on meditating. Like, just taking, even if
mm-hmm.
it's just 5 minutes a day, just taking that deep breather, that peaceful time, just where you shut everything off, just where you can just be. If I can do that, I can balance myself out and make it through the day and be sane.
Oh, that's very positive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So when it's all said and done, what do you want your legacy to be?
I want my legacy to be as a person that helped everyone that they could and provided as many services as she could to her fellow veterans and the low-income and working poor community. Just someone with a big heart who I'm here to help. I'm not, you know, just some model. I'm not just one thing. I do a bunch of stuff, but I want
mm-hmm.
the legacy of she was helpful and had a big heart and did whatever she could to help everyone, and that's what
mm-hmm.
I do.
Very well said, sis. That's what I always say. Just say I help. You know, so that's definitely what's up. Tabitha, I want to know, is there any place or websites that folks can go and check you out in case they want to work with you, learn more information about things that you do? Where can we find you on social media and all those good places?
So on social media, you can find me on Facebook at Tabitha Nichols or Tabitha Nichols Mom. And on Instagram, the same, Tabitha Nichols, the model. Pretty much everything about the work that I do, you'll be able to find through me. Just send me a message if you have any questions.
No doubt. That's what's up. And, darling, I wanted to know, do you have any last words or shout-outs that you want to throw out there to your people or to your supporters?
I want to shout out to the Grind Hard fam because y'all are so awesome. And thank y'all for having me on the show. I really appreciate it. All of you guys.
Appreciate you too, sis.
Anytime.
Much love and much respect.
Yeah. Appreciate you for all that you do. You know, I mean,
that
deserves a round of applause within itself. So we salute you, Tabitha.
Yes.
And please don't be a stranger. You know, you welcome back to Radio Divas, the Grind Hard Radio Network, at any time. Like, we thoroughly enjoyed your interview tonight. What a beautiful soul.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming through, darling.
Welcome. Anytime, sis.
Thank
God
you,
bless.
And God bless you.
Thank you. You as well.
All right, it's Radio Divas. I'm live in the building with Miss Erica Arthur and Quita V. Make sure you keep it locked. We got more coming up, more hot topics. We also got a music review with your girl, DJ Saxon, female DJ. She's running the thing out here right now, so make sure you keep it locked. The next track up is an oldie but goodie. It's your girl, Miss Toni Braxton, with Please. Keep it locked, the Radio Divas. Let's get it.
Yeah. searching all over here, trying to find a way to come into my situation. But you should know this, it's all good to be cool. Taking care of all my kids is fine. I got a lot I need all mine. So you should know better than to think that you could ever put it down like that.
It ain't good, love is not got it. If I need to hear it, I got fire. Put your arm in the back.
Problem, I will take it there when it comes to my man. Please don't be someone. Thursday is a hot day. Thursday's an anniversary. You should think about the time you waste from my last night and gold chain.
Cause if it is good, got it.
If I need to hear it,
I got fire.
Make sure I'm the best.
Pick up my phone. Man, I'm over it. Time to call it quits. my man.
No call man.
Said he had a great time last night.
Great time
the way
last
I moved my
night.
Body was out the sight. Ooh. I knew the text was in for me. Last night he said he was on CAA. I'm looking at the phone now, bad as hell. This man said he loved me, well, I can't tell. I text him back with a
long chick.
You got me messed
up. Long chick.
Boy, you know you busted. Thought of you disgust me. Come and get your ring, I don't want it no more.
Tell her she can move from number two. Take my place, I'm number one.
Cause I got no time for silly games. You're not the man you used to be. But see what goes around, comes back around. It's gonna happen, you will see. See, I'm a grown chick that you can mess around wrong with. I heard you had a great time last night. The way she moved her body was out the sight. I knew the text wasn't for me. Cause you told me you was on CAA. But I hope you know that boy, I'm mad as hell. You used to say you love me, well, I can't tell. I'm leaving you with her.
Wrong chick.
You got me messed up.
Chick.
Boy, you know you busted. Father, you disgust me. Come and get your ring, I don't want it no more.
Wrong chick.
You got me messed up.
Chick.
Boy, you know you busted. Father, you disgust me. Said you wouldn't play this game no more.
Wrong chick.
You got me messed come and get your ring, I don't want it no more.
Alright, and we are back, and we are actually being joined by Miss Mika.
Yay!
Hello!
Y'all know sis ain't gonna be gone for too long.
Yay!
How you doing, sis?
I'm good. I missed you guys. I was trying to run great home to get to you guys.
Salute, sis.
Yes.
We were holding you down, too. The ladies definitely was holding you down.
Yeah, I know. I'm not worried. I'm not worried. I know you guys got me. I'm glad to be here with you guys.
Absolutely. So, ladies, I wanted to bring this. I wanted to catch Mika up to speak. We was actually talking about well, before we had our guest Tabitha Nichols, which was a great interview, by the way. Thanks again, Ms. Quita V. But sis, we was talking about interracial relationships. Like, what are your thoughts? I'm not sure how familiar you are with Dr. Umar Johnson, but he did a interview on the Breakfast Club a couple of weeks ago, and you know, it caused a lot of controversy. And the ladies and I, we talked about it, and the follow-up question to what we talked about prior, guys, was how do y'all feel about your kids dating somebody from another race? You know, because mm-hmm. I was saying earlier, as a parent, we can have a preference all day long. Well, son, I would like for you to date this lady. Or daughter, I would like for you to date this guy. You know, we can have our preference and want to choose and whatever the case may be, but I feel like you cannot humanly tell somebody who they can love. Like, people going to love who they want to love. And to me, I'm just like, well, hey, you. I mean, that's common sense. You know, so with Dr. Umar, he was like, he ain't got no respect if you go outside your race. You know, even though I understood what he was saying, I didn't necessarily agree with it. So, sis, just what's your thoughts on interracial dating in general? And would you allow your child to, I hate using the word allow, would you support?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, would you support it?
I actually just posted in our group chat great topic.
Oh, I see.
I have a 16-year-old son, everybody knows that, who is growing up and turning into a young man and making decisions.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't teach him that love has a color. I just posted in the group chat a picture with him yesterday with one of his white friends from camp. He'd been in music camp all week. And it's a white girl. They collabed on a song together, which was great. He's dated white women. He's, you know, white little girls and black little girls as well. I've dated a Mexican. Not, I have not dated a white person before. But to me, love doesn't have a color. It's about who the person is, how they treat you, and that's all really that matters. I hate that we're in a world, like, I'm from Mississippi, so in Mississippi it's still racist. You don't see a lot of interracial dating, but I'm a military brat as well, and in the military that's all you really see is a lot of different nationalities dating black. So I don't care what color you is, if you brown, blue, pink, or purple.
That's what I'm saying.
If you treat me, if you treat me good and you know how to treat my child, then hey, it is what it is. So it does, love doesn't have a color. When you cut me and I cut you, we all gonna bleed red, which is one color. So I don't think that God designed love with a color or any stipulation. So I'm against people telling their kids, like, I know black people sometimes say don't bring them home if they can't use your comb and all kind of, you know, silly things and acronyms and stuff that really don't apply, you know. So, you know, you date whoever you want. And right now I'm open, any white man listening, I'm going to go ahead and put my social media out here. Let me plug myself. Any white tall men with good, decent jobs and likes kids, older kids, you can reach me on social media at Coco Mika. I am at the age now, I think I'm ready to mingle. So hit me up. Thank you.
All right, there you go.
Yes.
I can't do nothing but laugh. Mika's a trip. But she was serious. Y'all better hit her up.
Yeah, I'm serious.
You serious?
Yeah, I'm serious. Hit me up.
Now you know off the air, Dick gonna snap on you.
I already know. He likes people.
He ain't going. It's not gonna work.
Y'all know that's my baby dad.
I know, right? Queen of B, why would you say that?
Look, I'm just
they know
me.
I love you, G.
Exactly, because at the end of the day, they got to go through a lot of people to get to Mika, so I hope they understand what's going on. Holla at her. She got a whole family waiting to talk.
Yeah, everybody gonna screen them. We're going to run their social security number. Yeah, my people that love me, they take care of me. Gee, if it's any problem, they're going to be like, who is he? Where he come from? What he do?
Yeah.
Who is mama name? Like, it's off screen. He going to make sure I'm good.
Oh, man.
Exactly.
But of course. All right, so ladies, what's y'all thoughts? Like, I mean, are y'all cool with your children dating outside of their race? You know, would you support it? Would you not support it?
Not cool. My children date, period.
I know that's right.
I'm not ready. I'm just going to say that. Whatever. You know, my son just turned 13, and, you know, it's crazy how you be like, oh, man, they're doing things so young, and then you remember certain things from when you're young, and it's like, oh, well, it's different. But at the same time, it's just like, it's nothing really different besides, you know, when you were that age, you wish you would have had someone to talk to you about certain things versus just talk at you and tell you what you need to do and what you don't need to do, because at those years of your life, you're definitely trying to grow into your own. So it's very important that we don't try to force our children to go in a direction that we may feel is more convenient just because we understand, but it is definitely important to make sure we encourage them to, you know, be very observant in anything that they get themselves involved in, regardless if it's a relationship, situationship, like anything. Just always be aware and understand, if this is what you want to get into, what exactly is it that you're trying, what are you trying to get into it for? What's the purpose?
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So, you know, when it comes to race, it's hard, especially as my son, you know, he is a black American child, you know, so it is kind of difficult out here, especially because at his age, realistically, all girls, he's cute, you know, so the Caucasian girls definitely love him, but at the same time, there's a lot of Caucasian girls that turn into bullies when he doesn't like them back, and anytime that they, you know, want to point the finger at him, he's always going to be the guilty one, because we've already had these situations before in predominantly white schools that we definitely had to have these conversations. That, you know, the teachers are aware of the situations and everything, and it's very unfair a lot of times, especially when what? It's very important to just make sure that they're aware of their surroundings at all times. You know, definitely, regardless of what they choose. So, that's my take.
No doubt. No doubt. That's what's up. Ms. Erica Arthur, what you think about it as far as your kids, you know, when it's pertaining to your children? Like, you supporting?
Yeah, I feel very strongly about educated decisions. I know that our emotions are very deceptive regardless of who you decide to align yourself with. But I think it's a disservice for our children to go in heart first without bringing their head, or loins first without bringing their heart. And so I want someone who's going to love my child, who's going to be kind to them, but be kind to them and be loyal to them even when they're not around. So if that's a person of color, or if that's a person of another race, so be it.
Mm-hmm.
My preference as a mother is a person who aligns with them spiritually, first and foremost. But if they do decide to date outside of their race, I want our children to be able to have open, honest dialogue about what that looks like. And I want my future in-loves, I don't say in-laws, I want my future in-loves, my future daughter-in-love, and my future daughter-son-in-love, I want them to feel safe with us as well. It goes both ways, because they have no control over how they were raised. You know, they bring their own baggage, their own history, their own concerns, their own proclivities, and also their own, quite honestly, anything that they may have lying dormant in them, stereotypes. So if it's one of those things where we continue to have kumbaya moments without real discussion, and then the first time there's an argument at Thanksgiving, stuff starts coming out because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Yeah, I take issue with that. But if it's going to be something where we're all going to be honest about what the challenges may bring and how at the end of the day we got each other's back, that's very important to me. Very important to me, regardless of who my children marry.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, ladies, for me, like I said, for the most part, you know, kids, they're going to love who they want to love. But, you know, like Erica said, always sit them down and talk to them. This is what it's going to be. This is what it might look like. This is what it might be perceived as, you know. So, again, not to bash Dr. Umar Johnson, because, like I said at the very top of the show, I get where he was coming from. But, you know, I just didn't like the thing where he said, you know, for a black man to marry a white woman, I have no respect for you. And I'm just, you know, that's his opinion. That's not, you know.
Well, that's a bad opinion, but I also play devil advocate in this situation. As a black single woman, like, say, for instance, when I was in Florida, you see, well, when I was in L.A., you see mostly black men with white women. As a white, as a black woman, a lot of black women feel like, hey, it's already not a wide range of black men to choose, good black men to choose from. And then the ones that are kind of out there are associating themselves with white women. But I just think I can understand that, because it's a slim, you know, amount of black good men that work and have, you know, a lot of things going on for themselves. So I understand that. However, I think as a black man, whatever you like, you like. But I just think that a lot of black men pick white women because they're more passive than black women. Like, it's a lot of stuff as a black woman I'm not going to tolerate. Now, I do know, and that's nothing against white women. White women are more passive. They kind of brush a lot of stuff off of their shoulder. As a black woman, we have a little bit more of, you know, hardships that go on in society that we have to deal with. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
As a black woman, it is a difference between black and white women. I don't care what anybody says. It's a difference. I have been in places where I've applied for a job and been qualified, but because my name is Costa Mika, I wasn't, you know, selected.
Mm-hmm.
But because Becky was there, she might not have education, but her name was Becky. She was lighter toned, and she might have got the job even though she wasn't qualified. So it's a lot of stuff as a black woman that I have to deal with that white women don't have to deal with. And, you know, and that's just what life and society is. You know what I'm saying? So I understand.
I respect that.
It's not a disgrace, but it is. It is an issue, you know. It's not a lot of black men, and then every time you look around, if you're a black woman looking for a good black man, and every time you look around, he's holding hands with a white woman, it will make you feel some type of way eventually. It will, you know. Hey,
mm-hmm.
let us have our men. That's how black women feel. You know, you already get our jobs. You already, you know, get passes. You don't have to deal with police brutality, a lot of it, like we do. So we feel like, hey, that's another thing where another race is winning in. So I understand that because I'm a black woman. So I understand. But that doesn't mean that placing judge on people is right.
Mm-hmm. Right. And sis, I want to just add to that, too, before we wind that down on that topic, too, because the reason why I said I understand where he was coming from, because there's nothing wrong with kind of preserving things just for your culture. You know, as he said, the Arabs do it all the time. The Chinese do it. The Japanese doing it. You know, so there's nothing wrong with, you know, whether we agree or don't. You know, I'm just saying, there's nothing wrong with what he said. I could just see why it came off very controversial, you know, but I actually have the utmost respect for Dr. Umar Johnson. I just don't agree with everything that comes out of his mouth, you know, but he had valid points. At the very least, he had some valid points.
Yeah, that's a real good valid point, you know, especially I'm single, so I'm out here amongst the single people looking for a good black man. And if the white women got him, but because I tell people, because the white women got him, don't mean he a good black man. That just means that
exactly.
He got one.
We need
that
someone fighting for the sisters.
Want. You get what I'm saying? That might be one man mm-hmm. we don't want. So let her have mm-hmm. him. Because as a black woman, it's a lot of stuff I cannot tolerate. I'm not going to brush
mm-hmm.
it off.
Mm-hmm.
I do
well
want
to,
if
ladies.
I may, and I'll call it back, I do want to just add this one point. I think that it's important, this is just my opinion, in all fairness for just women in general, for us to be mindful, I think is a better way of saying it, to be mindful of the generalizations, because all white women are not passive and all sisters won't go up in your mouth on your job. See, now, I have black and then I have blue-black moments. Blue-black moments is when my left eye starts twitching. It comes down from in between my left toe and my sixth toe, like something just like, and I don't like it if somebody says, because she's black, she's about to go off. Now, that may be a generalization, no, because I'm about to go off, you know. And so I do think that there's a disadvantage when, you know, someone decides, well, because she's a black woman, she's going to do X, Y, and Z, and because she's a Caucasian sister, she's going to, you know, she's going to do X, Y, and Z. So I do think, in all fairness, across the board, the generalizations, they kind of bleed over in everyday conversation without even realizing it. So that, you know, I don't know if you ever saw that episode of Martin when, was it Aquanetta?
Yeah, she was white.
Girl named,
He was dating Aquanetta,
and Pam was toe up when she realized, she's like, you don't fell in love with a snowbody, you know. But she was like, but look, Aquanetta was like, I can see some hot sauce, you know, like, he was like, don't take me, I got the hot sauce in my bag, you know. So it's like, you know, we're guilty as charged as having generalizations on both sides. But at the same time, one of the things that was touched on earlier, how much can you identify with my struggle? How much can you identify with my struggle? I feel myself getting hyped, so I'm going to bring it down. You know, at the end of the day, when I'm having conversations with my son, who is of a darker hue, and my daughter, who has hazel eyes, when my son is with me and my daughter's with me, they always acknowledge my daughter, regardless of whether or not they're black and white. I've had people, when I'm not around, think I'm the nanny when I'm with my daughter. And I've had people think that when my husband is with my daughter, they think that they automatically assume that his wife must be white, because my daughter's very fair with very light eyes. Same parents, same gene pool. You keep shaking that tree. You don't know what's going to fall out. So you just have to pray for health and keep it moving. But at the same time, mm-hmm. there's so much of a dichotomy within our own race where that's an issue, that by the time we take it outside the race and have those types of conversations, that's where the generalizations come in. So I hear what Mika's saying, because give me that melanin, give me all of it. Mm-hmm. Don't leave out any of
yes.
it. So I just want to
give me the good one though.
I just want to say that yum 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 yum.
Not a move from that one. But I tell you what. We're going to represent for another good sister, because we got some good sisters out there, just like we got some good brothers. So let's represent for the good sister right now. We're going to throw it to our favorite female DJ, DJ Saxon, with the music review for this week on Radio Divas.
Let's go.
Hello, hello, and what's up, everybody in Radio Diva Land? Hey, Divas. Hey, Jit, Mr. Boss Man. Well, guys, this your girl, DJ Saxy, and of course, I'm coming back to you with another hot review. This week, I want to focus on R&B. So here we go with the What's Hot in R&B Top 10. Starting off your countdown at number 10, it's your boy, Chris Brown, with that song, Privacy. Here we go at number 9, Bruno Mars making you take your clothes off with that hot song, Versace on the Floor. And number 8, it's your boy Drake with Signs. And holding down number 7 spot as well is Drake with that hot single, Passion Fruit. Here we go at number 6. This is a crossover artist I've been telling everybody to look out for. It's your boy Calvin Harris crossing on over into the R&B and hip-hop charts with his song, Slide. That's Calvin Harris featuring Frank Ocean and Migos. And Calvin Harris is also holding it down in the number 5 spot with his hot song, Feels. That's featuring Pharrell Williams, Katy Perry, and Big Sean. I see you, Calvin Harris. I see you, boo. Here we go with your number 4 spot. It's that new kid on the block, Khalid, with his hot song, Location. I'll send you my location, baby. Here we go at number 3, it's your boy Childish Gambino with that hot song that's making everybody sweat, Redbone. And number 2, your boy fell down one spot, it's your boy DJ Khaled with that hot song, Wild Thoughts, featuring Rihanna and Bryson Tiller. And of course, here we go, the number 1 spot belongs to my boy, Bruno Mars, with that hot single that's been pumping around all summer. That's what I like. That's my jam right there, y'all. All right, folks, well, there you have it, your hot R&B songs for the week. Once again, this your girl, DJ Saxy, coming to you from the Bahamas. I'll be back, y'all. But Divas, hold it down for your girl until I return. And guys, don't forget to follow your girl, DJ Saxy. That's at DJ_Saxy on Instagram and DJ Saxy on Twitter. It's Saxy, baby. I know I'm sexy, but it's Saxy. Saxy. Until next time, Divas, take it away. Holla at you, Jit.
Much love.
Oh,
Radio Divas.
My sister.
I love
you.
Much love.
Saxy.
Keep it locked to Radio Divas.
Concrete on the love for me. I took the day.
And we're back.
Love it.
Time keeps flying by, Jit. What's popping? I'm trying to tell you.
I know it. I mean, it went by so fast. It definitely did. It went by fast. And ladies, Quita V had to check out. You know, so we do want to salute her once again. But ladies, this was a great episode. Great conversation. Great guest.
Absolutely.
Yes. Great topic. Great topic.
It was.
Also, I want to mention on Tuesday and Thursday of next week, you guys, as well as Radio Divas, you can check me out on Highly Unique Radio. I will be guest co-hosting with Tampa on, yes, on Industry Most Wanted Radio. So I'll be doing that Tuesday and Thursday of next week. You guys, make sure to download the app and check me out and catch me in Mocha.
Baby, God bless you. You work your butt off. I wanted to say something else, but you work. I love it.
I am really trying. I am really trying to show my son that you can be anything you want to be with hard work, faith, God, and dedication. I am really trying to show him that.
Yes.
And the only way to do it is through it is being a living example. The only way to do it. So I work hard every day to make sure I do that.
Absolutely. So proud of you, sweetheart. You're an amazing mom and an amazing example for him.
Thank you, Erica. You know, look, don't make me cry. I ain't got time for that. I got other things. No,
just because you do it by yourself. And I do know that about you. You do it by your damn self. It put me in the mind of my moms. You understand what I'm saying, sis? And it was five of us. You know what I'm saying? And Jit was not, you know, the model kid. I was not the model kid. I gave my mama some hell, but, you know, she did it.
Look, you have no choice, but that's what we do as single. I tell people all the time, like, people don't understand, like, I'm here in Atlanta. My mom is in Mississippi. Like, my mom can't stay with me for a month, but it's hard. Like, my hat goes off to your mom, to Erica, to people who know. And Erica has a husband, but it's still hard. It's still hard. Like, you have so much to start cooking, making sure your kids do their homework, making sure you get them to practice, making sure your husband's good. Like, so my head goes off to Erica because she also has another person. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I understand. Like, I wish I could just have, like, somebody was like the other day, what kind of man you want? A man with a driver's license, that way he can help me get this boy back and forth to practice. Like, I don't have no job or a driver's license right now. Like, because it's hard, like, when you don't have stuff. Give me the driver's license. Let me see your driving record. What's a driving record like? I know.
That is funny. But I know you. I know you said it just like that, too.
I did. Like, I'm serious. If you're not a good driving record, I probably love you a long time.
Me love you long time.
Well, can't touch that.
No, but this is a great episode. I hate that I missed the beginning of it. To our guest for tonight. Erica, take us out. Tell us what you got coming up.
Well, right now I'm building the brand Inspiration with Thee. I'm super excited about my new
ventures. Yes.
All that good stuff that's coming down the line. A little by little, more information will be on the way. So I'm excited about that. Authenticity Speaks is still in a realm of its own. If you're interested in the poetry, you'll hit me up on Instagram at Authenticity Speaks. That's authenticity ending in two E's instead of a Y. If you're interested more in devotionals and interviews and articles, then you'll meet me on my blog at www.authenticityspeaks.com. And if you like the more personal side of me, the random shout outs here and there, encouragement and inspiration along the way, E at Indigo Interlude is where you will find me. So my sister's tired, multitasking, but holding it down. Much
always,
love to you all. Salute.
All right, Jit, we thank you as always, Mr. Awesome, Brian Hart Radio. Thank you to all of our listeners. Catch next Sunday right here. Shout out to, I was going to say Sade. I missed Sade. Shout out to
Salute.
Thanks. you know, you how you so used to it, you know, saying it over the episodes.
Yeah.
I was like, shout out to Sade, but we miss you, Sade. Shout out to Sade.
Absolutely.
Anyway. Shout out to DJ Sack, the Kudavi. Catch us here right here next week, Radio Divas.
We out. God bless. Thank you for listening. Radio Divas.
Good night.